From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. At least 84 people are trapped underground in a coal mine in Siberia. 20 of them are rescue workers who were trying to reach miners after an explosion when a second explosion hit. At least 11 people have died. Officials say the second blast forced rescue work to be suspended. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The Raspadskaya mine in Siberia's coal-rich Kuzbass is one of Russia's largest, and more than 300 people were underground when the first explosion of methane gas occurred just before midnight local time. About 4 hours later, a powerful second blast severely damaged a ventilation shaft and several surface buildings. According to Russia's Itartash news agency, the Kemerovo region governor said further rescue efforts now would be like sending people to their death. Officials said they were pumping air into the mine, but had no contact with any of the miners or rescuers who remained underground. Safety standards can be lax at Russian mines, and a criminal investigation into violations has already begun. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Efforts to stop a huge oil leak on the seafloor of the Gulf of Mexico have been set back. NPR's Jeff Brady says an experimental dome designed to contain the leak failed on the first try.
As crews lowered the four-story tall dome over the leak, gas hydrates began collecting inside. That's a slushy mixture of water crystals and gas. They clogged the hole on top and made the device too buoyant to be useful. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says it may take a few days to figure out how to solve that problem.
There are numerous ways to manage hydrates. One is, can you provide heat down at this level so that they don't form, or can you actually apply methanol is another way to manage hydrates.
Suttle says his company is considering other ways to stem the flow of oil. Meanwhile, an estimated 200,000 gallons of reddish crude is escaping every day. But some experts say there's likely far more oil spilling into the Gulf than that. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Air travel in Europe is being disrupted again today by ash from a volcano in Iceland. Ash is moving through southern France, Switzerland, and northern Italy, and is expected to reach parts of Germany, the Czech Republic, and Austria by tonight. The airport in Brussels has delayed or canceled several flights bound for North America. Other transatlantic flights have been diverted over Greenland to avoid the ash cloud. Airlines are being warned to carry more fuel than usual for the longer flights. European finance ministers are holding an emergency meeting in Brussels in a few hours. They're attempting to agree on a financial rescue mechanism to protect member states from the kind of financial crisis that hit Greece. They hope to have a plan in place before the financial markets open tomorrow morning. Economists say that Spain and Portugal are starting to show the same trouble signs that emerged in Greece 3 months ago. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Negotiations continue in London to form a coalition government, the first there since World War II. Last week's election failed to produce a clear-cut winner. The first-place Conservatives and third-place Liberal Democrats are in talks. The ruling Labour Party had finished in second place. Senator Bob Bennett fell victim to an attack from the right at Utah's state Republican convention yesterday. Dan Bomas from member station KUER has the story.
Bennett finished third in voting by Republican delegates, many of whom disliked his vote on the TARP bank bailout bill and an early bipartisan health care reform proposal. Bennett urged delegates to keep him in office to work on reducing federal spending and repeal the president's health care plan, but that wasn't enough. An emotional Bennett blamed his defeat on what he calls a toxic political atmosphere.
It's very clear that some of the votes that I have cast have added to the toxic environment. Looking back on them, with one or two very minor exceptions, I wouldn't have cast any of them any differently, even if I had known at the time they were going to cost me my career.
Two candidates will face each other in a June primary election. Mike Lee is an attorney and the son of former U.S. Solicitor General Rex Lee. Tim Bridgewater is a businessman who's run unsuccessful campaigns for Congress in the past. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bomas in Salt Lake City.
A Staten Island ferry is out of service as investigators try to figure out what went wrong yesterday. It slammed into a dock at about 5 miles an hour, injuring 37 people. The crew had been unable to put the engines in reverse to slow down. Officials say it was the same ferry that crashed in 2003, killing 11 people. Since then, it passed all necessary inspections. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.